Community contributor for civic affairs in Clark County, Gary Purisari, is here with more headlines.
Too many cats are hanging out at the Humane Society. Staff at the only open admission animal shelter in Southwest Washington is so full of felines that it announced a temporary suspension of stray and owner surrendered cats. Until space opens up at the shelter, pet owners who want to surrender a cat or a litter of kittens are being asked to take care of them at home for as long as possible. To help out, you can also foster a cat or kitten or make a donation. An estimated 6,000 felines will enter the shelter before year's end, the majority of which will continue during the summer months. Speaking of pets, leaving dogs unattended in a car in hot days can cause heat exhaustion. On an 85-degree day, the temperature inside a car with the windows cracked will reach 110 degrees in 10 minutes. In 30 minutes, it can reach 120 degrees. Washington State prohibits transporting animals in any manner unsafe to the animal or to the public. In real estate, some positive trends for Clark County. Clark County home sales were up 1.9% in June, reported a Portland-based listing service. Fewer homes on the market raised the median sales price in June to $194,200. That's up nearly 8% from 1 year ago. Total taxable retail sales reached $994 million in the first quarter of 2012 in Clark County. The Washington State Department of Revenue reported that Clark County total taxable retail sales increased 7.1% in the first quarter compared to the same period in 2011. Leading the way was vehicle sales and construction of buildings and highway projects. Unfortunately, recent national retail reports suggest that the 7% increase will not continue due to the nation's anemic job markets and weak income gains. In more business news, over the next few weeks, Nautilus will be moving to its new 51,833-square-foot headquarters within the Columbia Tech Center campus on 164th Avenue. The new building will include a gym for employees and a showroom. The company employs 240 of its workers in Vancouver. There are plans to give a media tour of the building in September. Backers of Initiative 1240 for charter schools accomplished their mission in July, turning in 350,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office in Olympia to qualify for a spot on the November ballot. Charter schools were rejected by the state's voters in 1996, 2000, and 2004. Under the initiative, a maximum of 40 public charter schools could be authorized in Washington over a five-year period. Studies have shown charter schools are especially effective educating low-income and minority students. Teachers' unions, however, like the Washington Education Association, oppose charter schools, saying they drain resources that could be used for traditional public schools. This is Gary Purisari, signing off on Clark County until next week.
Thank you, Gary. Some of the sources for Gary's news items this week are from the Columbian, the Argonian, and the Olympia Report. This has been a production of KUV.com.